On Saturday, I was a leader on a hike along the Superior Hiking Trail sponsored by Northeastern Minnesotans for Wilderness. We started at the parking area at the Oberg Mountain entrance up by Tofte and hiked a little more than a mile up the Laveau Mountain Trail and then back down again. We'd lucked into a perfect June day, both weather-wise and bird-wise. As always happens when hiking in a wonderful forest in June, birds were much more heard than seen, but one of the first things we saw from the parking lot was a cedar waxwing on a nest. That was a thrill. Lots of birds were singing, especially red-eyed vireos and oven birds, with enough American redstarts, Blackburnian warblers, and black-throated green warblers to provide steady diversions. We had several wonderful moments, even though they were mostly auditory. Best for me were a black-throated blue warbler and a scarlet tanager, who both stayed hidden but sang at fairly close range. Then just before we made it back to the parking lot, we heard a distant wood thrush. We're at the extreme northern edge of wood thrush range, and so this bird was completely unexpected. I talked to Grand Marais bird guru Molly Hoffman at lunch, and she said she had documented several wood thrushes in the area over the years. I recorded the song with my iPhone for eBird. We heard three Canada warblers, one so close he was maybe even close enough to touch for a moment, but we could not pick out the little guy in the dense understory. A couple of distant pileated woodpeckers yelled and drummed, and we came very close to a third. We could hear soft pecking and scrutinized the dead tree. A couple of people got a good look, but most of us didn't see it until it flew off. Even a quick view of a pileated is something I never tire of, even though they're a regular backyard bird for me. On the other end of the size spectrum, we got great looks at a couple of tiny golden-crowned kinglets. One searched the ground at the base of trees for bugs, and then he hovered at a spider web and a couple of branch tips, plucking out almost invisible insects close enough that I could hear its high-frequency call notes. Even with my hearing aid set on the special program my audiologist made to help me hear birds, I can only pick out the closest golden-crowned kinglets. We heard one distant chickadee. They're too busy stuffing food into nestlings right now to waste time chickadee-dee-deeing. Indeed, there were far, far more birds present than what we saw or heard. A few species don't bother to sing at all now, and a great many limit song production to the dawn chorus when all the forest creatures tune in for news of who made it through the night. Most territorial squabbles have been worked out weeks ago, and most birds who want a mate have found one. Baby birds of some species must hear their father singing to acquire their own song, so there will be a resurgence of song as babies get more self-sufficient. If you want to hear the wonderful warblers and other songbirds that make our North Woods among the most diverse areas in all of the United States and Canada, take a morning walk in the next 2 or 3 weeks. You'll hear mostly red-eyed vireos and oven birds, with others piping in occasionally. As summer progresses, even the dawn chorus will end. The oven bird will stick it out longer than the others. Robert Frost wrote a poem about the oven bird. There is a singer everyone has heard, loud, a midsummer and a midwood bird who makes the solid tree trunk sound again. He says that leaves are old, and for flowers, midsummer is to spring as 1 to 10. He says the early petal fall is past when pear and cherry bloom went down in showers on sunny days a moment overcast, and comes that other fall we name the fall. He says the highway dust is over all. The bird would cease and be as other birds, but that he knows in singing not to sing. The question that he frames in all but words is what to make of a diminished thing. That was Robert Frost, and I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the bird.